This podcast is intended for adult audiences only and contains explicit language in spicy situations. And we do not replace any advice of professionals, and the views and opinions expressed by our guests do not reflect our own.
Welcome to the Pineapple Express podcast, and I'm your host, Kylie, aka Sexy Swinger Chick.
And I'm Brad, aka Brad the Space Cadet.
Journey with us as we navigate an ethical non-monogamy, sex positivity, sex work, and relationship advice as millennial swingers.
Explore with us as we share some of our upside down pineapple adventures with you.
All aboard the Pineapple Express.
I get asked all the time, how do I get into the non-monogamous lifestyle? And I've got the solution for you. It's the 3Fun app. It's the best dating app for couples and singles looking to explore open relationships. It's totally millennial friendly, aka it's in the 21st century, you guys. This is finally a dating app for us non-monogamous folks who are looking for a unicorn. Maybe you're looking for a bull. Maybe you're looking for a couple. This is my favorite app, and I use it all the time. If you want to find a link to it, just go to www.sexyswingerchick.net, and you'll find my link. Hope to see you guys there.
If you're like us, you want a naughty lifestyle without risk. You want to have sex with other couples, some of whom you barely know, and walk away scotch-free. No STDs or other complications. You want to have your cake and eat it, too. We want that for you, too. Shameless Care offers lifestyle-specific at-home STD testing and prescription ED medications, and we should be your lifestyle medical provider. Use coupon code CHIC, that's C-H-I-C, at checkout.
Okay, so you're wondering how to get to a Swinger Society event to party with some of the hottest names in TikTok, OnlyFans, and social media? Well, head on over to theswingersociety.net and create a free profile, purchase exclusive memberships, and also see what other hot couples are going to the events. The Swinger Society is an inclusive event group, and they offer premium lifestyle events that you won't find anywhere else. We have a Discord with over 22,000 members, and we have a Facebook group as well. Head on over to swingersociety.net and join the fastest growing inclusive lifestyle community. Hey, upside down pineapple people. Join the millions of couples enjoying amazing sex with Promescent. I personally love the variety of products they offer, and their aloe-based lube is the only lube I've ever used that doesn't throw off my pH. Brad loves their delay spray, which is clinically proven to help men last longer in bed. Their products have a 60-day money-back guarantee and free shipping on orders in the U.S. over $10. Their shipping is discreet and private, which is perfect for us in the swinger lifestyle. Make sure that you go to www.promescent.com/Kylie for all your discreet sexual health needs. My link is in the show notes. Promescent helps you live your best upside-down pineapple life.
And then, we got up Friday morning. This is where it starts to get a little blurry for me. Just remembering what we started the day with on Friday. So could you try and refresh my memory here?
So Friday, I think that I definitely did some classes on Friday, and I did a lot of like the consent stuff and the industry meeting with Bob on Friday.
Yeah. So Friday morning was that the big meeting, how, you know, he had laid out.
That's right. Okay. So yeah, we were supposed to do the walk. It was supposed to be at 12. Bob and Tess's adventure or something like that. Well, we keep hearing different things, and I'm texting Tess, and I'm like, Tess, what's going on? So it ended up getting canceled, but then we ended up being in the big boardroom, and he ends up just going into detail about the 25th anniversary and just like tells us a lot about Naughty itself, and it was all like the business owners and like the content creators, and it was super cool. He mentioned Dan and Lacey quite a few times, and Lacey felt really good about that.
Yeah, and he dropped a bombshell on us. He says he wants to retire in 2 years, but the Naughty in New Orleans is still going to go. He just doesn't want to have to run it, and he wants to attend it.
Yeah.
So, I mean, running something like that for 25 years, you deserve to retire and just enjoy what you've built. So, and then he had given a bottle to,
So it was Cassidy had the most promotions.
Yeah.
So he had a bottle, he gave a really expensive bottle to, Cassidy, and then he gave us all a shot of like $2,000 bottle of tequila. Yeah. So I'm like a week and a half sober at this point. And I'm like, oh, Brad, I'll just do a shot of this. And Brad's like, no, the fuck you will. And I was like, no, I'll be okay. It's a $180 shot. Like, I have to do it. So I put the shot up to my lips. I smell the tequila. I look at Brad and I say, I can't fucking do this. Ew, I don't want this. And I hand it over to him. And I think that was a really cool moment for me.
Yeah, so I just did like $360 worth of tequila in back to back. Like, I sipped the first one, and I was like, extra añejo, not my kind of tequila. It's, you know, more on the whiskier side, but it still tasted really good. Lacey's face was priceless. She's like,
she's not really a tequila person.
No,
anyways,
she's like, but that stuff was so gross. I was like, you better not say that loud.
Well, yeah. So we ended up doing that. And then before that, there was a class that Dan and Lacey went to. I'm getting my days blurred because I think that this was Friday. It might have been Thursday. But this was like at 10 in the morning that we went to a class. And it was like a communication class, I think, with NCSF. And that was really cool. Tess called me out in the middle of the class and was like, this is Kylie. She's our swing liaison. We just love her so much. She's so amazing. And like, I thought Lacey was going to cry. She's like, I just feel like a mama bear right now. And my, you know, my baby, she got her wings, you know, like she was so sweet about it. So a lot of classes we did on Friday. I mean, I did a lot of the classes and, you just kind of hung out. You know?
Yeah. So you went, so Friday was also, the bar takeover. Or no, sorry. That would be Saturday when we did our panel. So we'll get to that.
Yeah, but Friday was mostly just hang out at the hotel. We ate some food and hung out.
Yeah, we got that German food.
Yeah, and yeah. DJ Life of Spice didn't have a set that night, so... he was probably a little bit more relaxed that day because he could just hang out and chill and do whatever.
Yeah, we really bounced around because, you know, we had popped down when the doors had opened for the rooms for, like, you know, the music going. And then we pop over to Dan Lacey's room and you guys do...
Well, it was a sexual freedom parade, though. You're forgetting.
Yes. That was... a lot of fun.
Yeah. So it was the silver night and we knew because we had a lot of classes that day. So we knew that like we had to get ready for the sexual freedom parade. So everybody was going to be downstairs it was going to be 8 o'clock. Right. So everybody was going to be out front.
Meet out front at 7 and then the parade starts at 8.
Yeah. And we were planning on making signs, but we forgot. So we end up getting ready for the sexual freedom parade.
Hold on. I saw one of the funniest signs. It said foursomes aren't just for golf.
Oh, that's funny.
I wanted to go ask that person for their sign, but I lost them in the craziness of that parade.
Yeah, so everybody comes out and it's the sexual freedom parade. And we're wearing our Swinger Society shirts. We're all decked out in white. We're smiling. We're happy. It's kind of hot, but not too hot. And then we see Dan and Lacey, and they have their Swinger Society flags with the upside down pineapples, and we're giving them out to everybody. And Tess and Archer from NCSF are there. And so we walk with everybody. You know, John and Jackie are there. Hump Day Quickies. And we're walking around. So
they have the little floats for the King and Queen of Naughty in New Orleans.
Mm-hmm. And so we're walking around.
They had a marching band. That was awesome.
They did. Yes. And it was, I thought I was going to cry more. Didn't I?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I did lose you for a while because you guys stopped and talked to a furry.
Well, we saw a furry and Tess was like, oh my God, it's a furry in the wild. We have to go take a picture. I love furries. So we go and we take a picture with the furry, and there were children there. There were adults there, and I'm just yelling the whole time, like, love is love, you know, and it was really cool. I heard on the Hump Day Quickies podcast, and I didn't actually hear this myself, but they talked about how, you know, a lot of the people, the walkers that they, or the people that were watching the parade were just like very like, oh my God, like you guys are awesome. Keep doing what you do, you know? And their podcast, if you haven't listened to it, it's emotional when they talk about the Sexual Freedom Parade. And I was pretty emotional just because, you know, I really enjoy what I do in fighting for sexual freedom, and to be out there, it's weird, but it's also very empowering. It's like, I love a little bit differently, but I'm still okay. And I'm still like, I'm still Kylie, you know? And, it's just, it was really, really cool. Next year, I'm going to bring a red umbrella though. Yeah. Cause we have to represent for the sex workers. Nobody was there representing the sex workers. So Sexual Freedom Parade. Then we go upstairs and we get our silver outfits on. We make some funny TikToks. We did like a mean girl TikTok. And then we did one where Dan was like, these are my minions. Michelle number, or Chanel number 5. Like, they were super funny. We take pictures. And then we just go and we dance. And so one of the people in the group, I think that they were a little bit, had a lot to drink.
Yes.
More than usual. And they kept really pushing me and Life of Spice and Lacey to dance with them. And we were trying to give them body cues, and they were drunk. So like they weren't, I don't think that they were picking up.
They weren't taking it. No.
Yeah. They weren't picking up on it. So it's about 1.
Yeah.
And me and Life of Spice are just like over it. We're like, I could just tell that like she was having an awkward energy. Lacey was having an awkward energy, and I was having an awkward energy. So we go back, we go upstairs, and you and DJ Life of Spice were like, well, we want to finish his set.
Yeah, you know? Rock and Ronnie was killing it. So,
oh yeah.
So we stayed and danced until God, 2:30 in the morning, and I'd sent out the text, order Taco Bell.
Yeah.
And he was like, is it here yet? Is it here yet? Is it here?
You guys were hungry. So me and her actually go back to the hotel room, and we're hot and we're sweaty, and we're like, let's just jump in the fucking shower and talk about this and talk about what we can do next time to like, because that's the thing when you're, well, so first of all, add on the layer that like we're women and like we're also people pleasers and we don't want to hurt anybody's feelings, right? And then add on the layer that like they're friends with us, and then add on the layer that like we're afraid that people are going to go on the internet and talk shit about us. So like it's this really hard dance that we dance.
Yeah.
Every time, you know, because we don't really know how to handle it. So we ended up talking about it, and we were like, you know, we just have to just be honest and just say, hey, you're in my space and I don't like it.
Yeah, but they had picked up the cue the following night.
Yeah, for sure. So, but like in that moment, you know.
Yeah, but that moment it was like you guys were just like, you hadn't said anything. You're like, I just want to go up to the room real quick and then we'll come back down. Something. But then she was like, I felt overwhelmed and that wasn't cool. And that was the moment, like, we're just going to go upstairs. You guys have a boys' night and hang out.
But we didn't want to tell you guys too much because, like, you know, husbands are protectors. And he wasn't like, I don't know, because I'm torn about it. I don't think he was being predatory. But I do think that like we could have literally told him 15 times to stop. And he just had so much alcohol that he wasn't picking up on that.
Yeah.
So we were like, it's better to not fight and not fight.
Yeah, just not be in the situation than cause an issue with somebody that's intoxicated. So right. Yeah, you guys just went up, but you know, Yeah, so then me and DJ Life of Spice, we stayed down, we danced, and then went up, smashed Taco Bell, and...
Went to bed?
No. We ate the Taco Bell, and then Kylie's like, hand me my Hitachi. So I'm like, okay. So I hand it to her. I'm playing with her, and then Life of Spice is like, I have a toy. Can I come play with you on it?
It was the rose. I didn't like it.
Ladies, yeah, it was too intense for her. But then they had done this scissor maneuver with the Hitachi in the middle, and I was kissing her, and it was hot. And then me and DJ Life of Spice get all riled up, and you guys are like, okay, let's go to bed. And we're both stiff as a board over there, and we're like, oh,
sorry, all right, guys.
The girls got off and left us high and dry.
Well, oh well. So we went to bed. I keep missing like these sexual moments. What the fuck?
I remember them.
But so Saturday we slept in. Oops. I was supposed to go to something at 10 and I totally missed it.
Yeah. I was like, your alarm went 12, off.
We were doing another NCSF class, and then
that's when you had classes.
Yeah, and you went to so Dan and Lacey were supposed to do a Swing Nation takeover at the same time as Play Champagne, which Brad and I are big supporters of Play Champagne. They're Ohio-based club. We work with them. So I was like, Brad, I need you to like go show your face and like be cute and be like cutesy, be Kylie, okay?
Yeah, so we had gone down. I walked down there, found out that the one that the Swing Nation was holding, the bar didn't open until 2 o'clock. So they just can join parties. They were literally the bars right next to each other. So we were waiting for people to show up. So we popped over to this little store called Gimme.
Oh, yeah. And Lacey it had, got me super cute pleaser earrings. So they're like stripper shoes earrings.
Yeah. And they had like, basically, it looked like every girl's like fantasy bedroom, earrings, purses, you name it, wigs, sunglasses. They had a Barbie box in there that you could take your picture in. So we stopped over there. Then we went back.
And I went to the bar and I see Brad's drinking a beer. And I got really emotional and I start crying and we walk away and he's like, why are you crying? I'm like, because we have our millennial panel and you're drinking and I feel like you're just, you don't care. And he's like, dude, I fucking care. I've had half a beer. Like, relax. I'm like, so I feel like I was probably getting emotional because
I also needed to take a little bit of the nerves away.
Right. Well,
this is first ever speech in front of a group of people.
Yeah, but like also
outside the mandatory speeches you had to give in high school when you would give a report.
Like my feelings of, you know, and I mean, I don't know, I don't really talk about this a lot, but like I don't know, like we've had a lot of moments in our content creating and podcasting history where, you know, I felt like, and we've talked about this, where like the support is not always there because Brad, it's just not like in his wheelhouse really, you know, to really be like, he's not creative like this. He likes the podcast, but like, other than that, if I ask you to do a TikTok, you're like, oh, I hate this. You know,
I got burnout with them on the Secrets trip.
Well,
that's what did it.
This is your life, sir. Yeah. So I think that a lot of those feelings, because like the millennial panel was like my brainchild and really important to me. And it just really, I was like, you know, is he supporting me? Is he not? So all of that trauma kind of came back to me. But it was nice because Lacey texted me and was like, are you okay, babe? Like, I saw you crying. Like, is everything good? And I told her, I'm like, I'm fine. So me and Brad go get some food. And while we're eating the food, a TikTok comes out about me from an ex-friend. So I'm just super emotional that whole, you know, right, leading up to the millennial panel. I'm like, we go back to the room and Life of Spice is there. And I'm like crying. She's like, don't you dare fucking cry over that stupid TikTok, you know? And I'm like, I'm just very emotional. A lot of emotions because I'm excited for this panel, but I'm nervous. And I don't want to say the wrong thing. And I don't want to do the wrong thing because people are going to be looking at me. And, you know, and then add on to that and like just the feelings of those feelings from that TikTok and all that, which probably to people who don't content create sounds stupid, but when your friend, your ex friends are on the internet bashing you, it hurts. Like it sucks. But yeah, so we get ready for the panel. A lot of people actually came. It was a good crowd in there.
Yeah, about 25 people. Yeah. We had 50, you know, sign up, but it's also, you have to remember what time it is and you might even be run down from the night before. And yeah, it was like, we had lunch and forget. Yeah, we had lunch and now we're going to go take a nap so that we're ready for the night. But the panel went really good.
Yeah.
I spoke once.
Woohoo.
I was super nervous. I was like shaking and I could hear my voice fading and everyone was like, no, you did like really good. And I was like, I thought I sounded terrible. And I was trying to stay on point because I didn't want to diverge and forget what I was talking about. So yeah, I thought I did okay, but
a lot of the, so what we took out of the millennial panel is definitely the DEI, aspect of everything. One of my favorite moments was there was a, person of color couple in the audience. And their question that they had was, do you guys think that people of color are going to be in the years coming more accepted into this lifestyle? And for them to even have to ask that question kind of made me feel that's why I know what I'm doing with the DEI stuff and the diversity and inclusion and equity. That's how I know what I'm doing is like, it's making an impact, because for them to even feel like they needed to ask that question is like there's something there. And I think that was a really good portion of it. Us explaining that like we do love older people. We don't mind swapping with older people. And I think that older people get like scared to talk to us or even have anything to do with us because they're like, well, my kids are older than you, you know? And then I think consent is a huge thing that we talked about.
Yeah.
And it got a little bit political for a moment, you know?
Yeah, split second there.
For a split second, it got a little bit political, which is fine. And, like, that's the other thing. We shouldn't keep, you know, we shouldn't keep politics. I know that everyone says, okay, you don't talk about politics and you don't talk about religion. But, like, why? Because everything in, you know, moving forward is, like, we're going to start losing things if we don't getting political. Well,
it came up. Political was because, you know, they were asking,
well, someone said,
all
what
of these things that, yeah, what can you do with the things that you guys are talking about? And it was another couple there and they said, vote with your money, vote with your voice, get out there, write your representatives. You know, they said, on the Naughty, website that they have, you know, all of those representatives that you can write.
Talked about it on the Wood Hall.
Yeah. And well, yeah, with the Wood Hall, they have it too. So like you could see in your state, your county, who is aligned with, you know, what you want to get out there as far as people not being held back for their sexual freedoms or,
well, and like the bills that are coming through, the SESTA FOSTA stuff, the Earn It Act and all that. But and then we talked about social media.
Yeah. And how that is really spreading the word.
I think that you, DJ Life of Spice and Life of Spice had a lot of really, really good insight on the social media aspect. I think all of us did because everybody on that panel is somewhat involved with social media because you have G and S who was, they were involved with social media because G does the social media for Safer Sex.
Yes.
And is marketing background. And then the other poly couple, which their name is totally.
Yeah, well, they're not all the way out, but she was.
But she does social media.
Yeah,
for
social
Naughty.
Media. Yeah, for Naughty. And
she event helped, coordinating.
Yeah, event coordinating. They weren't all the way out. That's, you know, you'll see it pop out. I'm guessing sometime soon.
We have clips
soon.
Of it.
Yeah,
we're
we'll have clips popping out. It's just us and the Life of Spices because the other couples didn't want to put their faces on the internet, but they're still doing great things behind the scenes.
So we get done with the panel and then we have dinner with the Discord people at the Hard Rock. And we had two, we were two separate tables. And because we said, I told Lacey when she did the dinner, I said, girlfriend, love ya, want to sit next to you, but we can't. Like, we, if we're doing this, if we're doing things like this, we have to be available for everyone. And
yeah.
It sucks because we can't authentically like have dinner with our friends that we want to, but it's not because we don't want to. It's because like we want to, when we plan things like this, we want to be available for everybody and everybody to have a chance to talk with everybody. So we sat at separate tables, but we sat with Dr. Stower.
She is awesome.
So Dr. Stower, she did a lot of the classes there.
Yeah, she's a gynecologist, right?
Yeah, so she's an OB. So she's in the lifestyle as well, yeah. But she's a gynecologist. And I love her so much.
Yeah, we had a great conversation. A lot of things about, you know, Kylie was like, I want to get my tubes tied. And she was like, you can get them done, like now. Like,
yeah.
You don't have to wait until you're 35. You just tell them, you know, I want it done. And then she was like, you too, you can get it done. She's like, you're going to be a little sore for a little bit, but you'll be all right.
We were talking birth control and hormones and just all the women stuff that Brad loves.
Yeah.
But so, it was really cool. And
she had a great personality, though.
She's
so that so was, fun. That was the... I was lost a little bit in there, you know, with you and Life of Spice asking her questions. And but she was really, really cool. And, you know, we had shared our story with her, you know, about the court battle and all of that stuff. And yeah, she was really, really great. So good dinner. And then we pop back and
get ready for Mardi Gras night. The last night, the big night. And so we ended up getting ready. We do our pictures and videos. At this point, we're just like burnt the fuck out with TikToks and pictures and everything.
You guys did the Come On Gays, the Shania Twain one.
And then so at this point, it's like almost 11, I think. And we're doing the silent auction. So NCSF did a silent auction, and a lot of different businesses, lifestyle businesses, donated. Like there was like a cruise that was donated. Cassidy donated a bunch. Splash donated a bunch of stuff.
Hedo.
So what Hedo did was everything, all the amount of money that they raised for the silent auction, they were going to do double.
They were matching.
They were going to match it, and then it was going to double the donations. So at like 6 o'clock when we talked with Tess, it was at 22,000. We got up to 25,000.
Yeah, 25 and a half or something like
that.
Yeah,
25,000. It was amazing. That was insane. Like all of that money is going to an organization. And if you did donate, I just want to, from the bottom of my heart, thank you. I want to thank Hedo. So please go out and support Hedo because they are supporting organizations like NCSF. And that's what makes events like, you know, for us to be able to go to Naughty and teach the classes and stuff. You know, they don't get paid for any of this. All of this is volunteer.
Yeah.
So that's going to help them go to these events and educate people about consent and about, you know, communication boundaries, all of those really important things that we need. And I think that was probably my favorite moment of the whole entire event was being able to raise that money. I do want to shout out to Bob, because I know that Bob definitely played a huge role in that and making sure that that happened. And I really appreciate him. You know, it was just so amazing to come together and everybody. So thank you to everybody who donated. But yeah, it was $25,000 was raised. That's pretty amazing. And then the king and queen were crowned. So it was the Accidental Swingers and Swinky Life. So they're in a quad crop. What is it? When it's four.
Yeah, quad.
Quadrille or something. Yeah, this is poly. So they're poly.
Polycube.
Polycube. That's it. Okay. Polycule. Okay. We're learning things.
Yeah.
And they won. So that was really awesome. They do a king and queen every year. We had to say goodbye to some people. We said goodbye to Tess, and we said goodbye to some people that we knew that we weren't going to see the next morning.
We went and watched the DJ Life of Spice. He popped down at 11:30 and ran until 2 in the morning. They had to shut him off. There were still people in the room.
Yeah.
But, he killed it. Yeah, at one point, the people that I had gone out with on my little adventure had invited Kylie to come down to the Symbian room. So she runs over, grabs me. We run back to the playrooms.
Which our friends had already been there, like Dan and Lacey and their group, and Ronda Rousey and J&J went with them this time. So they all were there already, and we went into the Symbian room. I like the Symbian. It was good. I couldn't tell if I came or not, though, because it just felt so good the whole time. So I couldn't. It felt like I came, but I don't know.
Well, it was really cool. We'll call him Jay. He was like, pull a chair up. He's like, I'm going to show you how to use this on her. And they have different attachments. So they have just the clitoris stimulation. They also have dildos that go inside. So she picked out what she wanted, and he did really good coaching. He was like, it's just the three of us sitting right here. And she's like, no, Bob's right behind. He's like, nope, black wall up. He goes, you just close your eyes, relax. And then, you know, she came, and then he got up and he goes, Brad, now you sit down and you do it. And we got about halfway to the point where she'd come the first time. She was like, I can't tell. So she's like, I want to go play with you.
Yeah.
So we went into the pitch black room first, the blackout room.
I really wanted to try the dark room. I really, really wanted to try it. Okay. I'm like, I have this like fantasy about, like, I guess you can say being anonymous. And I really wanted to try it. It sounded really hot. So we get in there and I chickened out.
Yeah, the only brief moment of light is when you move the curtain over. And as soon as it shuts, you can't see anything. I'm like, just hold my hand, because if we get separated, I'm not going to be able to find you in this room.
I chickened out. I'm like, nope. So we go around and we're going to every room and there's no open beds. And so we see our friends and they're using a bed and they're almost done.
They had three of them. So yeah,
I'm like, we're jumping on this bed and I'm fucking my man, you know? And so that's what we did.
We had a nice little audience of watching your booty jiggle.
Yeah. Yeah. And then the ambassador in that room was like, you guys were so awesome. I loved your consent and stuff. I was like, proud of my crew. I'm like, yeah, they're awesome. They learned, you know. So then the Life of Spices, we go back up to the room. The Life of Spices finish the set.
He's running on pure adrenaline.
He was so excited and he was like, oh my God, dude, it was so amazing. There were so many people. Everyone was loving it. Like, he was so proud.
All the other DJs came up and were like, awesome set. So he was feeling really, really good. And, you know, they were bouncing off of the vibe and the adrenaline. They're like, all right, we're going to go over to Colette's. Do you guys want to come? We're like, we're whooped. And he was like, in 5 minutes when this adrenaline wears off, I'm going to want to go to bed.
Yeah.
So we once again throw on the South Park, eat some food, and we all eventually pass out. I did get woken up.
Because like, you were snoring.
I don't ever snore.
You
so
do
I
snore.
Was in the perfect position.
You to snore. Snore.
She scared the shit out of me.
But they ended up leaving or in the middle of the night while we were sleeping because they were just like, they got to go back to the RV and take care of the animals. So we wake up and none of their stuff's there. We're like, oh my God, where'd they go? So they texted us and
yeah, we'll be back.
We were talking about just all the wins of the weekend or of the week. You know, we just felt like we fucking won. We won a lot. He did an amazing job. You broke your stage fright, you know, and talked really well in front of people. The NCSF with the 25,000, you know, Life of Spice actually opening up and setting a boundary with people and telling that guy like that that's not okay. Like there was so many wins that it just, we were like, it couldn't have been a better week. It really honestly couldn't have been a better week. And I believe that wholeheartedly, like so many good things came from this. And even though there were some moments that were sad and like, I was sad about the TikTok and like sad about, you know, how the podcast panel had went. And like, there was a little bit of, you know, negative stuff that happened, but like overall it was just the best event we've done, like 10 out of 10.
12 out of 10.
12 out of 10. It was, now I know. And I remember last year, it's funny, last year after Lacey went, I texted her and I was like, hey, I know you got to make face for the podcast and, you know, all that and talk about it. Be real with me, friend to friend right now. Was Naughty really as good as you say? And she was like, dude, it was fucking better. She's like, this is the best event to go to. Kylie, you have to go next year. So I was just set in my mind that we were going. And I'm really glad we did.
Yeah.
And I'm glad that it ended up the way that it did with us spending so much time with the Life of Spices. Because I think that with what I'm dealing with in my life currently, it was really, first of all, good to be around people who were sober.
Yeah.
They're sober swingers. And it was really, really good to, you know, just be around positive people who understood really who we are. And we've always had a really close connection with them.
Yeah, I absolutely love them. They're one of our best friends. You know, we swap, but we also can chat about literally everything. Anything. And you know, me and Life of Spice are so much alike, and then you and DJ Life of Spice are so much alike.
And that's, so like, and that's how it's so funny. Swinky Life, in any polycule that I've ever met, that's why it works. Because me and Brad work because we're opposite, right? Like I'm the crazy rock star, like creative energy that like just I'm like the artist, right? And Brad is like the calm, very level-headed, very like
the stoic
like quiet one. And that's how Life of Spices, she's very like quiet and she's very like just, you know, logical. Everything that she does is logical. She always makes fun of me because she's like, you're my fucking husband. And then that's how DJ Love of Spices. He's like, rock and roll. Like, yeah, dude. You know, it's like 4 a.m. and he's drinking a bang. I'm like, why are you me?
Yeah. She's like, really? 4 a.m.? He goes, I'm not going to feel it. I was just thirsty.
That's something I would say. So, you know, unfortunately, they travel and, you know, I would never like it at this point. It just is not something that we would ever consider in our swinging journey. But again,
maybe when we're in our 40s,
that's why those couples work, because you get your same energy from the other person. But like, I couldn't get my energy from, like, let's say the tables were turned and you had met her before you met me, and like I had met him before you met you know, before he met her, like, and we were, me and him were married, we would have been divorced 10 years ago.
Yeah.
Right. And like, sure, you and her would have been divorced 10 years ago. Yeah. Right. Cause you're too similar, but it's nice to split your time and be, you know, just be around someone who, you know, when me and you were having a little fight, and we had, all of us had fights.
Yeah. Like little spats, and we're, and then we'll, hours later, we're literally laughing about it. Like, yeah, the way she was acting and the way that you responded, and then the way he responds, he's like so passive aggressive about it. He's like, but you'll actually like speak up and say something to her. And I'm like, yeah, it's because like, in certain moments, I just can't keep my mouth shut.
Right. But it's just funny to see other couples like you. And then a lot of times, like, Life of Spice would agree with Brad and I would agree with DJ. And we would be like, yeah, that sounds like normal. And Brad and Life of Spice were like, no, it's not. Like, yeah. Fuck you guys. Stop ganging up on us.
Yeah. You guys were ganging up on her when I was out on my adventure. And
oh,
then
we
the
were.
Next night, me and her were going in on you like, you're just out of your goddamn mind.
Yeah. She's like, Brad, why did you leave me? DJ and Kylie were like ganging up on me. But it was really fun. And I don't think that we would have been able to do. Maybe Dan and Lacey, we would be able to do that with, I think. Maybe. But you have to be really fucking close to.
Yeah, to spend that. They opened up their, you know, their home to us. Oh. And let us stay with them, and everything ran smoothly. Four people in there, suitcases, dogs, cats, you know, it was tight. Yeah. And then, you
same
know,
same with the hotel. It was,
yeah,
that was,
and then
tight
we share
too.
The hotel with them, and you know, we gave each other time, like me and
how
her.
How did any of us poop? I don't remember.
I went all the
pooping.
Time. I went all the time.
I don't remember.
I also had to wait for you girls to finish up in the bathroom. And then I'd be like, I'll meet you down there because I got to take care of some shit.
Because I was really worried about the pooping situation, because I'm like, oh my God, I can poop in front of Brad, but I don't know if I can poop in front of
you. Literally walk in on today, walked in on me. I'm like, can I have some privacy to shit?
But yeah, I was worried about the pooping situation. But the pooping situation worked out.
People are going to be like, the fuck are they talking about?
Pooping, people are gonna be
farting.
Like, what?
Yeah, when you're around your close friends, you kind of just let the walls fall down.
Yeah, you have to. I mean, but that's the cool thing when you can have authentic friendships in the lifestyle, that it can be sexual, but it's not always sexual, you know.
No, like I am sexually attracted to her, and I'll kiss her all the time. Like, it won't even be the club atmosphere. I'm just like, give her a hug and give her kisses. But then we're also just on that friendship level.
Yeah.
Where we want to go do stuff together, and we can talk. Like, you and DJ had a talk when he had driven you to the club, and me and her had a heart-to-heart talk.
Yeah.
And it was, you know, she was telling me, you know, her story of, you know, things that they had gone through, and then the stuff that we had just recently gone through with, you know, you getting sober. And it was nice to have an ear, a friend that was like, I've been in your seat. And as long as you stick with her and, you know, support her, everything's going to work out.
Yeah.
So,
and he was like really supportive, and just like, we kind of just talked about what shit, you know, how we are and how like our brains work, and our brains are very similar, and how we do things. And it was just really, really cool to like have. I felt like, you know, it's really cool to have somebody that has your back and like that you can lean on for support. And you know, really, it's heartwarming to see how our relationship with them has really grown into so much of a friendship and so much of a support system.
Yeah.
Throughout the years that we've known them. So I think that we're blessed to have them in our life. If I could say one really amazing thing about social media and swinging, is that we got them out of it, and we got Dan and Lacey out of it, and we got so many amazing people out of it. So I want to talk about your top three takeaways.
Oh, wait. We had.
What?
Another day.
Oh, we have a whole day.
Yeah,
oh,
we
my
have a whole
God.
Other day. So Sunday, we wake up. They were gone. They had texted, like, we'll be back, because we had planned to go have lunch. So it was the Spices, Dan Lacey, me, and Kylie. We're sitting at lunch, order our food. My phone goes off. Guess what? Southwest has let us down again. They had canceled. Well, they had overbooked our flight, and we had to stay another day. So that flight wasn't until 7:15 in the morning. So we go have lunch, and then let me see. Yeah, we go have lunch, and then we went back. I don't know, lunch, and then we went walking around New Orleans and went to that shop we took Kylie to, and then we went to these two other really cool, like, kind of like costume stores, and then the Café du Monde, and we went and got beignets, and she had gotten this coffee that was like steroids.
Yeah, but the beignets, I had a couple of bites of beignet, and it was so good because Lacey was like, you have to try these beignets. I'm like, all right, I'll try the beignets, you know.
I got powdered sugar all over
everywhere.
Me. It's literally all over the floor. It's like outdoor seating. It's powdered
Café
sugar.
Café du Monde, I think it's called.
Yeah, it is everywhere.
But yeah, we walked around, and then we were like, well, we'll go to Colette's, and then we did a live. We got some food at Crystal's.
Me and DJ had to go
get pants.
Yeah, pants for me and pants for Dan, and let the dogs out. Yeah, because two of the nights that we'd went there, I was wearing shorts, but the second night they were like,
they weren't gonna let you in. Yeah,
yeah, they're like, it's cool for tonight because you're part of the Naughty New Orleans, but when you come back, you have to have pants. Yeah. So I had to go buy a pair of pants.
They went to like Walmart, and we were on live.
Oh, we were stuck in a line at Walmart for like 30 minutes.
Yeah.
Because the cashier is like, oh, I'm out of change. And then she was gone for like 25 minutes.
Yeah. So we did a live, and then we went to Colette's, and by the time we had left Colette's, which we'll tell you about and what happened at Colette's in a minute. But by the time we had left Colette's, we knew it was going to be like 2 a.m. So we're like, we're not even going to sleep because we have to be at the airport at 5. What's 3 hours of sleep? Okay, so we go to Colette's, and we were all fucking exhausted.
Yeah, we were running on fumes.
We were running on fumes. We all knew, like, we're not going to play. It's just like we had no intention of playing, right?
Yeah.
So we see some couples that are cute, and Lacey was like, we're going to play a game, Kylie. Like, we're going to see, like, they had their eye on another couple.
Yeah.
And they were like, who can like go first? And I'm like, okay. She's like, let's see who has the best game, you know? And, they ended up we watched them swap with this couple. It was super hot.
They parallel played.
Swap. They parallel played, play. Right?
Yeah. And look, the girls touched.
And one of the people who are watching them were like, oh yeah, this is super hot, isn't it? I'm like, well, yeah, it's kind of like a Tuesday night for me because I see my friend, you know, my friend get fucked all the time at every event. So yeah. Like, it's not really that, you know, out of the ordinary. So then we go into the library and we're hanging out with Majestic and BB. And cause they had come, and we love Majestic and BB. They're like, our new buddies, like, we love them.
Yeah, they were great. They were so much fun to hang out with.
They did, first of all, went above and fucking beyond for us in every capacity.
Yeah, they're like the Southern hospitality thing to do. I'm like, you guys are just super nice. Like, thank you for, they invited us to their home. They'd gotten a gift bag for the Spices, which they were like, here, you guys can take like a cup and a coaster home with you too. And, you know, they every night came to the hotel, but they got a pass because they're staff at Colette's, and they're like, call in before they come. Hey, do you guys need anything?
You want some coffee? You want some Red Bull? Like, well, how can we help you guys? You know, and like, they ended up actually taking us to the airport because my card was all messed up on my Uber, and I was like, I'm not going to be able to get an Uber. Like, how the fuck am I going to get to the airport? Because Dan and Lisa are sleeping. And I don't want to make them have to, like, pay $50 to park again.
Dan was sawing logs.
Like, he was out. And I'm like, and they had told us, they were like, hey, we're going to be up super late. So if you guys need a ride to the airport, let us know. And I was like, no, it'll be cool. Like, we can have an Uber or whatever. But then I saw that, like, I had the wrong card on there. I couldn't find my other one. So it was just a whole.
It was here at home.
Yeah, it was here at home. So it was, like, a whole mess. So they ended up bringing us to the airport, and, you know, then
you forgot that little taser thing in the back seat.
I know they gave us a taser thing.
It's like an erotic
shock thing. And I forgot.
Yeah. It's like an erotic taser.
But yeah, so overall, and then we ended up getting home fine, but, overall it was really, really good. There were, again, some hiccups with the flight, but I feel like if you're traveling
right now,
it's hell, and it's been like this since we traveled in March.
Yeah, it's been, it's like they're consistently just behind.
Yeah, consistently. So, I want to talk about your three main takeaways from this event.
So, right off the bat, the way that this event was ran, the amount of staff that they have that are helping out, production, the hotel staff with, you know, they had, you know, I wasn't really drinking, but they had, you know, the booze out everywhere. It, everything was just top notch, taken care of. I know Bob was like, I've been up for 2.5 days, just thing, one thing after another, but to me, being on the outside, it didn't look like there was a hiccup in it.
No.
Other than, you know, Dan Lacey's bar takeover being screwed up, but, you know, something's gotta, that has nothing to do with
it, had the actual to do with event. The bar.
It had to do with, you know, the bar misunderstanding that, you know,
the communication from on the bar's part of it was off.
Yeah, so that was amazing, the lights and the sound system and the go-go dancers. It was just awesome. I really, really enjoyed it. Can't wait to go back next year for that. What else did I put down here?
You said you felt safe.
Yes, it was very safe with, you know, being in the playrooms and all of the consent people being in there. Really? They were constantly walking through the room and just checking in on the beds, making sure that everybody was cool and nothing, you know, sketchy wasn't going down.
And so safer sex being there was like a big deal for
you. Yeah, it's the first time I've ever, you know, had that at any event where you have people in every room, in the hallways, just making sure everybody's cool, like checking on people, like if you were too drunk, they were gonna, you know, probably pull you aside and be like, hey, I don't think it's a good idea for you to go into the playrooms. You're drunk, you're not gonna be able to say, yeah, you're not gonna be able to say yes properly or no properly to what's going on in there.
Right. And I think that was really important to Bob and the whole crew. So good job, Naughty, with that.
And I kind of covered it already, but yeah, like the entertainment of the what Cassidy had done, because they had provided all of the stages and the lights and the sound system.
So shout out to Cassidy, yeah, for sure.
And, you know, I am super into audio, and, you know, so is DJ Life Spice. He's a DJ, and he, you know, the lighting and all that stuff. He was, so me and him were just talking about the lights and the speakers and the projectors that were projecting on every wall inside of that room. It was just really cool to see stuff like that. Every themed night, they would change the projections. So Mardi Gras night, they had these really trippy kaleidoscope things going on that were purple and gold and green. So top notch on that. Good luck to whoever wants to step up to the plate on that one and try and match them, because they had brought out every bell and whistle.
Yeah, for sure. And I mean, it's, you got to hand it to Bob for sure. And Naughty and Tess, of course. Tess. So Tess takes care of basically, and I felt like check-in was very smooth. The hotel process, they treated us like gold. We didn't have any check-in issues. We didn't even have to wait in line.
No, we were in, out, boom, upstairs.
Everything was fine with our goodie bags. Everything was fine with our name tags. Everything was very smooth, and Tess does all of that aspect of it. And Bob plans the parties and stuff like that. So I want to shout out to Bob and Tess both for creating a very great, great event. What do you give Naughty total? What's your rating?
12 out of 10.
12 out of 10?
Yeah. Okay. Like the best event. Yeah, I do wish we would have connected with more couples and made some playtime, but we're also busy.
But that's not us. That's not Naughty.
Well, no. No, it's just, you know.
They created spaces we were also, for that.
Yeah, it was there. We could have done it, but we were busy.
We're doing the speed dating next year. That's what we need
to
do.
Well, so that was a couple thing.
Yeah, we're a couple.
Well, I thought it was a single thing, and you're like, you should go to the speed dating. And I was like, I forgot how to date. Like, I did.
So my top three takeaways are... definitely our relationship with the Life of Spices, I think, grew into more of a friendship and an understanding. And it was really cool to see another couple interacting in the way that they did, especially with us. So that was really cool. I'm blessed and thankful for that.
Yeah, we did take a couple days away from texting each other. We're like, we just need a little, and then immediately... as we're recording this, I'm looking over at the phone.
I'm like, I miss you.
The conversation's already going. We miss you guys. We can't wait to see you at Secrets.
And then another takeaway for me personally was I don't have to drink. I don't have to be drunk to have fun at a swinger event. I can still have fun. And even though you look around and you're like, God, everybody around me is fucking drunk. And here I, you know, you watch people better. And it was very, this is like a weird word to say, but like sobering for me just to, be able to experience that and get through that. And, I was worried, but I'm grateful that I was able to, and
really drank one night.
Yeah. And I'm really grateful for the people that I had around me, being supportive. You know, all of my friends were very supportive. And my last takeaway is the classes and that convention style. I think for me personally, everybody gets what they get out of these events and they all get something different. I want the education. I want to learn. I want to become a better human, a better swinger, better at intimacy, better at sex, better at kink, better at Polly, whatever I want to get better at in that moment, I want those classes in education. I know Splash does their style of takeovers is like that as well. But this had everything and anything. They had top-notch speakers, top-notch classes, top-notch
panels. So many classes, too. Like, they had four areas.
Yeah.
Where they were doing classes simultaneously.
And it was all top-notch. I have to give props to Marina, the headmistress of Naughty, and she planned all of the classes. She did an amazing job. It ran very smoothly. There were no issues. And I have to shout out to all of them. I give it a 13 out of 10.
Oh, you had to one-up me.
Uh-huh. Because, you know, New Orleans, 13, freaky number. No, I give it a 16. Yeah,
actually, the hotel had a 13th floor, which is the first hotel I've ever been in that has a 13th floor. It's supposed to be bad luck to have a 13th floor.
No, I give it a 69 out of 10. No, it was really good. It was really, really, really good. So, if you guys are planning on going to Naughty in New Orleans, hurry up and get your rooms now.
Yeah, there's already people, literally, when you're leaving the hotel, there's sign-up sheets that get you put in place first to buy. We didn't fill one out.
We didn't, but wait until you click on my link, you guys, because Naughty is so cool for their promoters, and Brad and I promote for them. Full transparency. We promote for them, and... like, if you click on my link, Kylie and Brad, then, like, me and Brad get cool prizes. and we could possibly win some tequila, which I know that I don't drink, but like we can share it with our friends.
That's my shit. That's my shit. I love
But that's not tequila. The only thing you can win. It's really cool. Bob and Tess have a great promoter program, so do it for us. Help us out, you know? I mean, I know the Swinger Society does it, and I know some of our other friends promote for them, but if you're listening to this and you support it and you want to go,
use our link, and I'll give you a nice big hug in person.
Brad, you can't do that.
What? I'm bribing.
All right, guys. Thanks for listening. I know that we ran super long with this, but
yeah, we were gonna be super talking long. About keeping it at 45 minutes, but it's 6 days of
right
of a lot of stuff, and we're trying to remember the stories and then give you guys an experience of it.
Yeah.
A little snippet. So
thank you guys for listening. Always love you guys. And as always, come along and ride on the Pineapple Express.